What's hot, what's not in the markets with Tommy Grisafi from Advanced Trading based at Mayville, North Dakota. Futures and options have risk. Tommy, what's hot in this market?
Well, grain prices have continued to go up or at least maintain the levels they're at. And that's really exciting for people. It's a big dynamic market. We've had some volatile days, but overall, grain's up again overnight.
Stock market also seems to be very strong.
It's unbelievable, Don. It's up consistently. It very seldom has a bad day. When it does, it'll probably be a doozy. But the stock market, record highs. It's like we just expect it's going to be there every day. It's definitely a lot of money in the economy, and the stock market's hot.
One thing we watched during this month of February is those prices, because it really impacts crop insurance values for some of those revenue policies.
Yeah, the crop insurance levels being established, we'll call it a fair number, maybe $11.50 for beans and getting close to $4.50 for corn. So, yes, all eyes on crop insurance, and that'd be definitely something you want to sit down with your agent and talk about what your options are this year as that a price is established.
Tommy, what's not hot in this market?
Yeah, just talking to farmers at Agronomy on Ice and whatnot, they're really, if they didn't have all their fertilizer bought, they're quite shocked. Looking at fuel prices, oil up again today. Although it's good for some parts of agriculture, it looks under the new administration and the different rules and whatnot, looks like we might have elevated fuel prices here the next year.
Of course, all eyes on that crop report out tomorrow morning, Tuesday morning at 11.
Volatility, hopefully it's your friend, Don.
No doubt. Tommy Grisafi from Advanced Trading, based in Mayville, North Dakota. What's hot, what's not in the markets?